السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: العلماء ورثة الأنبياء، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama kiram, respected asatiza kiram, and respected students, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us congregate here today on this nice cold morning from different parts of the world. Some of you are local, some of you I believe have come from far. What we will discuss will be a muzakara. We'll be just rehearsing what we already know. The object of meeting is to refresh our minds with everything that we learnt, and to see up to what extent we've implemented what we learnt in the madaris. I was wondering, recently there's old boys' unions all over. Azad Bal had one, there's one here, Mian Swam, old boys. We never heard of this previously. It's such a large scale, old boys getting together. Can anybody tell us the reason? Why did you especially have to come? What came to my mind, subject to correction, in those days, the students used to keep a regular contact with the asatiza kiram. Once a month, once in 2 months, etc. So that old boys' union was there all the time. They used to phone, write a letter, undertake a journey, especially to go and meet the asatiza kiram. These days, we don't hear of it. When last certain students came to meet me, I don't remember. When last I went to meet some of my asatiza, hardly any of them living, I don't remember. So previously, that contact used to be there. Students, wherever they are, in whichever part of the world. And today is the easiest way to do that, is by phone, by WhatsApp, what have you. Press a few buttons, you through to your ustads, wherever they may be. So you should make an intention to do that after going away from here. Don't wait for the next old boy after 25 years. But after 25 days, send a message to your ustad, get some advice from your ustad, give some du'as to your ustad. So the contact will remain with your asatiza kiram. And you can benefit from them for years to come, till the end, till the last days of your life. So don't wait for another old boys reunion for another 3 days, meeting, eating, everything is taking place, mashallah. And at the end of the day, normally when you have a big ishtima, or you have a big islah, jalsa, or you have a big function, you ask the students. I normally ask the students, you went to the islah, jalsa, what did you learn? Tell us something, we can also benefit. So they say, once up, oh, islah nafs, tazkiya nafs. That was the topic. Goes to ishtima, you couldn't make it to the ishtima, you ask him by, tell us something you learned in the ishtima. He said, khuruj fi sabirillah. Tabligh they're talking about. 3 long days, bayan, you only learned tabligh. One word, you're summing it up. Huh? What you learned here in 3 days, mashallah, what are you going to say? 3 days, you're a third day today. Don't know. So many things you don't remember. No, what you must do is فَيِّرُ الْإِلْمِ بِالْكِتَابَةِ. Write. Armed people, they write. I know one person from Marisburg, whenever he comes to the Shab Guzari, he's got his paper and pen in his writing. So as students, we must have our pens, our pockets at all times. Like the Jamaat brothers, they have the pen all the time. Catch you going to make wuzu, they tell you tashkil they make. They write your name down. Why? They're doing their job. Too many things to say in too little time. One brother came from Umrah to show you how dedicated they are to the cause. A student ought to be like that. Anwar Shah Kashmiri rahmatullahi alayhi, Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri rahmatullahi alayhi, in the last days when he was very sick, he was very, very sick and very, very ill. You must ask your asatiza about who was Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri rahmatullahi alayhi. They saw the lights on in the house. in his room. So they went there to inquire, and they saw him looking at one kitab. So somebody told him, Hazrat, said, no, I'm looking for one juziya, you know, in the kitab. So he says, we were all there, Lama, Shamila Usmani, etc. They said, we were all there, you should have just asked us that you're looking for a certain juziya in the kitab, and we should have looked for it. So what did Hazrat said? Hazrat Rahmatullah said, ye bhi ek bimari hai. Looking at the kitab bhi ek bimari hai. That's why this age, this part of my life also, I'm looking in the kitab and I'm looking for something. So we should become students like that. Whatever you learned in these 3 days, you wrote it down. Mufti Sahib said something, you wrote it. Somebody else said something, you wrote it, that you never heard before. So you're going back with something. Qayyidul ilmi bil kitab. You tell them in the class, they don't even do it in the class, today's students. End of the dars, you ask them, he didn't write it down. So as a rule, whenever you go to any majlis, bayan, have your pens with you, so you can write. Nowadays I tell the students, if you can't afford it, come ask me afterwards, I'll sponsor that pen also. But please carry it, and then you can use it, and you can increase your knowledge. However, I was told to talk about imamat. The day I became imam, 1978, Haji Bhai Padia Rahmatullah told me, after I spoke to the trustees there, he told me, imam's got 99 wives. Imam's got 99 wives. What did it mean? Imam's got 99 wives. Like the wife, when you go home, she got somebody to tell you, do this right, do this right. So 99 people will tell you in this masjid what to do. So imam's got 99 wives. Before we proceed, in those days we didn't have formal agreements. But in these days I feel you must have a formal agreement. What are you? You see, imamat is not a job. It's a khidmat that you're making for the nation. That is why. So it happened once, second time it happened, third time it happened, the Amir went up to them, asked him, Bhai, I see you only read the Faraz Namaz. So what do you think was his answer? He said, I only get paid for Faraz. I don't get paid for Nafil and Sunnah. I don't read it. So imamat is not a job. Imamat is a khidmat that you have to do for the nation. But nowadays, the viewpoints from both sides have changed. So, Imam side also in many cases, and even from the committees, they formally want a job description. What is going to be your job? What are you going to do here for us? So you should say, my job is to serve the community. But anyway, as a way of formality, if you want to write down a few things, you can write down and perform the namazes and the nikahs and the janazas, etc. But I am here to serve the community. Whatever the community requires from me, I will do. And this will bring you close to the community. This will be a means, a catalyst for you to do khidmat of the nation. But if you say, no, it's a job, I'm just going to do these namazes, not these namazes, I'm here only weekends, I won't be here. You can make the agreement. As I say, you are a human being, you need to go sometime to weekends. You must make a formal agreement in these days. Why? Because people change. People change, they say things, and what they want from you is something different. Recently, about I think 20 years ago, one committee came to me, to the house. They told me, Mona, I just want to know what are your conditions. I said, no, I came here on no condition. I came here on this condition, as long as I am here, I look after the musalla. If I have to go somewhere, I'll put somebody on the musalla. If I have to go overseas, I'll see there's somebody there to perform your jumas, etc. Won't leave you standing. That's my conditions. If you don't like the conditions, go look for another imam. So in these days, I recommend if you're going for a job, especially imam or job, etc., see that your conditions are clear. See that it's in black and white, one. Secondly, find out who you're going to communicate with. This is another problem. From the committee, who is going to communicate with you? Because one day Mr. Muhammad will say, your Isha is too long. Mr. Farooq will say, no, it's too short. Somebody will say, the Fajr Namaz is, you know, too long, too short. Imam Shara doesn't know where he's. And make one condition, that I am the imam and the musalla is mine. Don't dictate to me who I must put on the musalla. Today people are not aware of to come. The pesh imam, the imam that is appointed, he's got the right to lead the namaz. He says, I didn't know that. And this happened very commonly. One person becomes famous somewhere on the radio, here, there, comes to your masjid, trust has come to you, he says, let him perform the namaz. His dressing is not proper. His beard is not proper. He doesn't know, I'm not sure if he knows the masail of imamat. How can I put him in the musalla? Don't put him in the musalla, man gets offended. And he's your chairman. So, when you become the imam, tell him, as far as the musalla is concerned, Jummah is concerned, the programs in the musalla is concerned, I will be in charge. Yes, you can tell me, you can suggest to me, but you can't impose anyone upon me. You can suggest to me, open. It's another principle that you must never forget is, never tell the trustees that you don't listen to them. Never tell them that. Tell them my doors are open. Whatever you want to say, you'll find people saying funny things. Give them a hearing. Once you give them a hearing, half the problem is gone. Why? He took it off his chest. Came and told you. He'll tell everybody, yeah, I haven't told no one. What you must do, what is correct. What is correct and what is right and what is according to the Sharia, that is what you must do. Listen to all of them, all of the stories. Weird stories, funny stories, listen to them. But tell him and make mashura, and inshallah we'll decide. And for mashura, have a ulama committee, have your asatizah kiram, even they're sitting here, make mashura with them. You are in America, they are sitting here, phone them, send a WhatsApp, you're making mashura. Doesn't mean mashura, the person must be there. Does it mean he must be there? No. We'll decide on this matter after making mashura. So listen to all, but do what is correct. Do what is correct. Very, very, very important. Otherwise you'll find different views. And in the end, tell them the mashura. One friend of mine used to tell that person, inshallah tomorrow after Fajr we're having a mashura. Fajr used to be 4:15. That Hazrat never used to come for Fajr. So automatically the problem is solved. He's not there for the mashura. We had a mashura, you're not there. So always be polite to them, your trustees, talk to them nicely, respectfully. That is what Ilam demands from me and you and from all of us. They may be rude, they may be sometimes unruly. You must be polite to them, listen to them, talk to them. And have a ta'alluq with everybody in the congregation. Like all of you here are old boys. Known as old boys of this institution. Though some of you are very young. But we have ta'alluq with each one of you. You have ta'alluq with the institution, institution has ta'alluq with you. You are imam, you have ta'alluq with everybody in the congregation. Some person against you. I had one person when Allah Ta'ala raised his status. He was a different school of thought. But always had something to say. I have to make sure after I come out of the masjid, I go and greet him with a smile. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. How are you? You should get so happy about it. And if you have an opportunity, invite him to your house, give him a cup of tea, etc. Then you'll find slowly, slowly, he'll also keep quiet because he can't speak all the time. All the time you can't speak, you're listening. So there may be people against you, different school of thought, etc. They have ta'alluq with everyone. This is another general complaint that is coming. MashaAllah. Alim Yusan, he's like Kari Basit. Bayan, MashaAllah. Comes straight in, gives the reasons, the namaz, bayan, straight out. Doesn't make salam to people, doesn't greet people, doesn't intermingle with people, doesn't find out matters of people, the problem, etc. No. No ikhtilat, no mixing, no meeting. You must meet every person when you come in. It doesn't mean now you must go to every person and start shaking his hands. Jamaat won't wait for the namaz to start. But you come across someone, greet him. Small boy, greet him. Elderly person, go out of your way and greet him. The special virtue of greeting elderly people. Find the elderly person, I miss him. I feel like getting up and going back to meet him. Elderly person you see in the gathering, go and meet him. In your congregation, somebody is old, go and meet him. And if he's not in the congregation, he's sick in the area, and you are the imam, make sure you go and meet him by his house. Why? Because he's a senior person, you need his du'as. Similarly, ulama, you find many ulama. Now, mashallah, there's so many ulama, and so many, you go to one small town, you find so many ulama. Make a point of meeting all the ulama. Especially the elderly ulama. Ask them for advice. Because they have what we don't have. They have experience, we don't have experience. And experience is something you can't skip. Once you skip it, you don't have it. You have to go through to become experienced. Whatever line. I think once you were Hazrat Jirafdar was mentioning. One person that came in the Jamaat was saying, that person that is shining the shoes there for 10 years, he got more experience to how to shine the shoes than we. Why? That's his field. And he's been through it. So go to the experienced ulama, ask them for advice, make the khidmat, serve them, even if you are the pesh imam there, or the ulta pesh imam, or the naib imam, or the gharib imam, you got a mansab, but those people got a mansab greater than us, they are elderly. Comes in the hadith, in ijlalillahi ta'ala, ijlal is shame of Muslim. Any Muslim, elderly person, any color, stand up, go meet him and greet him. Especially if he's part of your congregation. Not because you know him, because he's an elderly person. Comes in the hadith that you must greet him. Students, have a special taluk with the youngsters. The youngsters that come to your masjid, if you can't give a big long bayan to them, go to them, meet them. What is your name, Bhai? Farooq. Next time you meet him, remember his name. How are you, Farooq? Now you are building up a contact with that Farooq Bhai. Tomorrow there's some problem in the school, he'll come straight for you. I know the Mawlana. Mawlana knows me. Slowly then, you tell him, you know what, we're having old boys. We need you to serve people. He'll come with his friends. And like that, slowly you rope him in into the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you'll take him out for a few days in Jamaat. You take him to certain program. We didn't give him any bayan. We just greeted him. We were friendly with him. And exam time, Farooq, how's the exams? Like that you build up a contact with him. So easy. Because one alim put it so nicely, he says, in that zamana, it was either obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or going out and being disobedient. Today is iman and kufr. Outside there, in the university, the colleges, in the friends, in the clique, it's kufr. One person sitting in New York Marcus, and says, I'm here only because my father brought me here. This, I don't believe in all this, man. What you need today is a good job, good salary, that's what you need. Now this is the mindset outside, you see. No concept of akhirat, no concept of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no concept of accountability outside. Inside, all that is taught here. All that is taught in the madaris, in the masajid, in Allah's path, the tasawwuf majlises, all that is taught. The wings are so strong outside that youngster who's born, his parents are going out in Jamaat, got ta'aluk with ulama, but the winds are so strong outside that this person is sitting in the market and says, I don't believe in all this. And there comes a time in his life when he has a choice, he takes a different route. So we must see that we meet those people, especially those that come to the masajid, ulama kiram, come to the masajid, see that you go for them. You've got no business with them, he's not a trustee, he's nobody, but the young person, you must try and rope him in for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not for your personal benefit. Meet him, greet him, be friendly with him, etc., smile with him. Slowly, he'll become your friend. Then you give him da'wat, to go to Allah's path, go out, or participate in the programs, etc. Another important thing is, when you are imam, then be punctual. The nation must not be looking at the back. Hafiz Abdul Rahman had told me, you become an imam, you must be there 5 minutes before the Jamaat starts, you must be there. Today what happens, some cases, or many places, imam is not there. The whole nation is looking back. Now there's a dual lesson here, maybe you can use it, but don't use it, don't misuse it. One of my friends, student Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali, actually the imams here in this country, for those that remain here, may be knowing, is the clock. Imam here is the clock. Why? Once the clock strikes the hour, everybody is parishan. Somebody is looking east, somebody is looking west, somebody is looking outside. Kaha imam sahab bhool gaya, mar gaya, kya hua? It's already 1 o'clock, it's not here for namaz. Most of the clock has taken over. So somebody told Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali that this is going against your promise. Zohar namaz is supposed to be 1 o'clock and the imam walks in 2 minutes after one. So it's a very lengthy jawab. There's no time here. In time of Rasulullah SAW, there wasn't fixed times. And in Makki Masjid in Karachi, there wasn't fixed times when we were there. Azan goes, everybody comes into the masjid, namaz starts. So masjid is the place that's made for the worship of Allah Pak. The fact that we are here, alhamdulillah, great ni'mat of Allah Pak, continue making ibadah of Allah Pak. That 1 o'clock means, the reply he had given was, namaz is se pehle shuru nahi hogi. That's what 1 o'clock means. Namaz won't start before 1 o'clock. After 1 o'clock, it'll start. And we read all the ahadiths. A person who's sitting and waiting for namaz, it's like he is in namaz already. He's getting the du'as of the farishta. Allahumma fillo wa Allahumma rahmu. And he's sitting there. I was just telling one of my friends yesterday, Allahumma bin Nuri Rahmatullah is to come early. So somebody asked him, I didn't hear it directly from him, but I think the Dr. Sahib who comes in Jamaat, he told us. He said, somebody asked him, Hazrat, you come early for namaz and you're sitting. And do you read some special wazifa? Hazrat said, no. I just say, Ameen. Ameen, Ameen. To what? To the dua of the farishtas. Comes in the riwayat, Allahumma fillahu, Allahumma arhamhu, I say Ameen. So you want the dua of the farishtas? Come 1 hour early and say Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. You're getting the duas. After namaz also, you want the duas. After namaz also, if you said, farishta is making dua for you, Allahumma fillahu, Allahumma arhamhu. This is how important you become when you come into the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I was talking about the imam. Imam should come on time. Should not delay the jamaat. But in case he gets delayed, and you are part of the jamaat, then relax, carry on making the zikr of Allah Pak. He's a human being. Sometime he gets delayed. And if you get delayed also, then before that occasion comes, specify somebody to take your place. Otherwise there's a lot of parishani in the masjid. This mutawalli will say, Ma, you come. Say, you come, you fix somebody, and the whole nation knows. Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was gone, got delayed. As Bilal radiallahu anhu came to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, will you lead the prayer? Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is not here. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu led the prayer. And if you are two imams, then cooperate with each other. That's a very, very common complaint. Very common complaint. These two imams don't get along. Doing the same job, the same place, for the same committee. But like they say, they don't see eye to eye, you know. This one doesn't like that one doesn't like this one. And strictly, it's my turn this week. I'm not here. That imam doesn't want to go front. He says, it's not my turn. It's not my turn. So that means, are you working here for your turn? Or are you here for the khidmat of the nation? You should be making khidmat of the people. That imam is not here. Could delay for some reason, you take over. Reminds me about that person who was employed. Job description was there. He was working for a person. One day they came, he saw the child drowned. So they told him, didn't you see him falling in the water? He said, yeah, I saw him. But I checked my job description. Wasn't there. Wasn't there that I must save him when he falls into the water. That means you're not working with Hamdardi. You're not making khidmat of the nation. I think when I said, Khan Sahib Rahmatullah had mentioned about 4 or 5 duties of each imam. I forgot them. One of them was even the social aspect. You find a certain musalli is very poor, go and get assistance for him. He's in your congregation, isn't it? Have concern for him. Teach them salat. Teach them salat. Somebody's reading salat for 20 years, 30 years. You're giving bayans, international bayans. Man doesn't know how to make ruku properly. He's standing in the first step. Who's going to teach him? The imam. Imam's duty to teach him. How to read namaz, doing something wrong. As I say, there's a social welfare problem. Go. There was a robbery somewhere. Not in your job description, but you went there. Sympathize with the Muslim. Help him. Assist him. Somebody felt sick. Your job description is not there, but you went to him. Why? Because Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also went and visited the sick. Plus he's a member of your congregation. Hafiz Abdul Rahman Rahmatullah Alayhi told us he had gone to Leidenberg when he had come. In Leidenberg, the people were mild towards Bareilism that time. And he didn't have much ta'alluq with them. But in any social event used to take place, wedding, he used to be there. Funeral, he used to be there. Somebody was sick, he used to be there. And he started making khidmat to the people. Till they became pro-Hafiz Abdul Rahman. Though they were on the Bareilly side. So this is very, very important. I had one student in the Eastern Cape. He used to plant things in his garden. And he used to take it out, and go and visit some musalli, tap the door, I brought this small hadiah for you. Paji, parsley, whatever it is. Now what a big thing is it for that musalli that the imam came to my house. Mawla Ismail bin Razak rahmatullah used to say, Mawla, you must do this. I failed in it, but maybe you can do it. That sometimes go to your musallis, just tap the door and tell them I came here for a cup of tea. See how that person, see how he feels, how elated he feels. The imam sahab came to my house, came and shared a cup of tea with me. I went to one person, he was from Newcastle. Every time I used to meet him, then Mawla came to my house. Mawla came to my house. But now, not in the job description. But alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala give barakah to the jamaat who they teach us to go to the people's houses. Go to the people's houses. You're the big sheikh. You're the big qari there, known. But you went to this person's house because he's your musalli, because he's sick, because there was a calamity, because something happened to him. So you went. Now people come up, it's a lot of, there's no time for questions there. They come on and we go. But when you go there, we find photography, music, intermingling, etc. You must be wise. Go after the nikah, everything is over. All the damal is over, everybody's gone, everybody forgot. Tap the door, snow, like, mashallah, Yusuf, I can't come get you, late you. Son got married, I couldn't make it for the occasion. Why? Because of your khurafat, don't tell him all that. I couldn't make it, but he came now. Allah Ba'ala give him long life, barakat, etc. So you're keeping up the ta'alluq. Funeral also, if you find there's too much things that are bid'at or against the shariat, you'll get overpowered. But the day after that, go and sympathize. Keep the ta'alluq with the people. No musalli must feel in the masjid that Imam Sahib got no ta'alluq with me. No matter from where he comes. Come from Burundi, Malawi, wherever. Meet him, go to him, greet him, smile with him. Go outside, talk to him. This is lacking in many places. No intermingling. No mixing. No jaiz intermingling also. Mixing with the people that we can mix with. Come to the salat, we've got few, 3-4 minutes left. One very, very, very common error. Very common error. We read all the wajibat of namaz, we read all the sunnat of namaz, mustahabat, etc. But when we go somewhere, and I've seen this from reputable qaris, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, no ta'awuz, no tasbiyah, no tasana. Even the awamun nas is saying, where is the sana? Give us a chance. They don't say you're not reading, they say, Mona, it looks like you're reading with the, you know, like the springs. We don't even finish sana, and you start with qiraat. Very, very common error. Very common. Just the other Jummah, it happened. Jummah before it happened also. Reputable people. People that are qaris, alim for a long time. Now that is a sunnah we taught. And our namaz should conform to the sunnah. Similarly, the qawma and jalsa. Qawma and jalsa, not because of him. But we notice this in Cape Town. That alhamdulillah, the qawma and jalsa was close to the sunnah. Contrary to our masajid. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Even in Taraweeh you're not supposed to do that. But we find some masjids, the qawma is not right. You know what is qawma, no? All of them are not ulamaya, eh? When you stand, after you say, Sami Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, when you stand, then you stand still. And when you go into jalsa, that is not the annual jalsa that will be coming, inshallah. The jalsa between the two sajdahs, when you sit, you call that jalsa. Come, sit down, pause. There's some du'as also to read. But at least pause. Another common trait in the young imams is this, that you must read a long namaz. You must read long namaz. Subhana Rabbiyal A'la, Subhana Rabbiyal Azim. 7 times, 11 times, 3 times. When that one sahabi came and complained to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Mu'az radiallahu anhu, he's reading very long namazes. I hardly can join him. So normally as a student, normally when you read join long namaz, can you join the imam or you can't join the imam? See? You don't know. You're frightened to give an answer. Long namaz, you take your time. The imam started with, our imam used to read Wazariyat in Karachi. So he said, carry on. The imam is reading Wazariyat. In other words, by the time he'll finish Wazariyat, you take your time, you'll make it. He was reading so long namaz that I could not cope, O Prophet of Allah. Such a long namaz, actually. Long, lengthy story. Was it Mu'az radiallahu anhu? Was it Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu anhu? Inshallah, I'll come to it. Huzur-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became so angry That's Ravi says that now never saw Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam so angry like I saw him on Doddi. Ashaddu Khadaman, never saw him on Doddi. And he said, Fattanun anta ya Muaz, want to cause fitna. So long namaz is you reading for the people. Many other hadiths come, Nafiru, Bashir, etc. Bashiru, Ratu, Nafiru. Other words, read such a namaz that you don't become. And then Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that whoever reads namaz from amongst you, fall you khafi. فَإِنَّ فِي مَنْ مَرِيدُ وَزَلْحَادَتِ And the person sick that's behind you, the old person that's behind you, the person that's got some need behind you, so let your namaz be a moderate namaz. Why I say this? Because when you were young, when I was young, I remember, when we came and started namaz, we thought, now if you're going to read 5 times or 7 times, so Subhanallah, MashaAllah, what a naked imam you got. He's reading 7 times, he's reading 11 times. فَلْيُوْ خَفِّفْ Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, then you should read a light namaz. A namaz that's not heavy on the people. And وَمَنْ شَاءَ لِنَفْسِهِ فَلْيَتُوبِ الْمَاشَىٰ That same Imam Sahib is reading 11 times Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Before you can finish your 2 rakats, you turn, he's already gone outside his salah. If you're reading your own namaz, read a long namaz. But for the qawm, don't read a long namaz. There's no time anyway. Educate your people. Educate your people. Silent dua till today, many places the problem. I think Mufti Shafi Rahmatullah said, Akame dua, I think Hassan Basri Rahmatullah is called, 70 times more virtues than a loud dua. But we're still teaching our nation. Why don't you read soft dua? I say, what happened? One chap says, I want to come some vicks, can't hear the imam, something goes wrong with his throat. Ud'u Rabbikum tadarru'a wa khufya. What does khufya mean? Now these things we must educate our people. And for that we got the mimbar, Fridays. Don't ever give the mimbar to anyone else besides ulama. Obviously a jamaat person came, jamaat work is mostly tazkir. You won't mention masail waghara. Just tell the people, kitne paane mein ho, aur kya karna hai, aur kya kar rahe ho. So don't ever give this mimbar to anyone. There's a plan out there from many sides to take the mimbar away. Some masjids are already operating on that. I'll tell you my personal inclination. You are the imam of the masjid, you must give the bayan on a Friday. Don't call 1 week mawana, 1 week this mawana, 1 week that mawana, what? This mawana, why? You're not there to entertain the people. Call some 1 day, 1 week, somebody like me, will say to Bichara Chalvini Sakta. You call some prominent, mashallah, all early day, why? Everybody is talking about Quran and Hadith. You got a duty to educate this nation of yours. Start a series. Whatever you want, start a series. You feel the people are not very conscious about Taharat, for example. Start a series on Taharat. Every week, people are waiting now. Next week, more I'll speak on this. Next week, more I'll speak on this. Next week, more I'll speak on this. And when the people come out, doctors will come to you and speak about AIDS. Tell them, mashallah, give us all the mawad. We'll talk about the AIDS. What you don't understand, we'll ask you. Because we didn't go and study all this. You studied, is it? But I don't think our ulama are so illiterate now that they can't give a talk on it. They'll give a talk on it. Look after your member. Otherwise, what will happen? People with suit and tie will come on your member, like in some countries. One person going, suit and tie, in our country, took out the topi, and he threw the topi. In front of the whole congregation. This is sunnat. This is not sunnat. What sunnat is this? Imagine the audacity that he had. That's what he did. Why? Gone out of the hands of the ulama. So imamat you must take. Imamat is an opportunity to work on the nation. We did one namaz there, everybody knows you. 500 people know you. Now you can educate them. You can train them. You can make the islah. You can have additional programs after Isha, after Fajr, whatever time is suitable. Additional programs for the youth. Programs for the women folk with parda, obviously. You've got a whole opportunity now to make up that nation, make that nation because you're the imam. Your job is not to read the 5 namaz and go, we don't see you. They told me, only somebody told me, I don't know, in Cape Town, the naib imam only comes Maghrib time. Maybe somebody can tell us, it's true or false. They have a naib imam, only Maghrib time is there. Other imam is ghaib. Is that? Not naib, sorry, the pesh imam. He only comes Maghrib time. And after that, the naib imam continues. He becomes ghaib imam for the rest of the day. So you, the imam, look after that position of imam. And there were people here I'm the last person to tell you that. There are people here like Maulana Ansari Rahmatullahi, Imam of the West Street Mosque, the biggest mosque in Durban, West Street Mosque. You should go to any function, anywhere, on a Sunday, on this condition that namaz time you bring me to my masjid. So I'm there. Maulana Desai Sahib also, punctual. He used to be in the masjid before the azan. Those are examples. Before the azan, they're in the masjid. Imam is in the masjid. So the imamah job is a very responsible job. There's so many other things. You're dressing. As an imam, you should dress up like an imam. MashaAllah, in Cape Town, you find that the chubbas. That's how you used to come. You have the chan, MashaAllah, Mara Imam Sahib Agya. And you should be the imam of the nation throughout their lives. And this used to be found in Cape Town before. Mangani came for my daughter, let's ask the imam. Now to open a shop, let me go ask the imam. He must be your imam in the namaz also, and in your life also. That's how active we must be with the people around us. We give them guidance in their business also, in their personal affairs also. They must come to you for guidance. You must be an imam like that. Not that, as I said, leave their curry basket, but nobody can make salam to him, he's gone. And there's a funeral, imam is there. There's a calamity before somebody, the imam is there. Helping the people. You are for the people are for you, you are for the people. But if you're only for yourself, read the imam and go, then nobody is for you. So many else to say, so many other things to say, no time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the khidmat that you are making. And if you get the opportunity to make imamat, make bismillah and take it. Three people shy away from imam. And now it's become so easy. I know one place they got five imams. You only get a chance 1 week in 5 weeks to make the perform the namaz. So easy. Most of the places got two imams. So you work out your days and you're off, you've got some need to go somewhere, and you have another imam that will perform the namaz. So the musalla also is looked after. If you are not there, unforeseen circumstances, contact somebody there in the masjid and tell them you won't make it to namaz. The whole qawm doesn't start shaking. What happened to our imam, etc. So imamat is a great opportunity to serve the community. And you can go far. You start teaching children and their children. I'm waiting for the third generation. Waiting for the third generation. Second one, alhamdulillah, I'm teaching. Waiting for the third one. I met only 2 days ago. He said, you performed my nikah 32 years ago. Yesterday I performed my nikah. I performed his father's nikah as well. Maybe we'll perform his grandson's nikah also. Now this is service. Service. And I joke with a friend and say, we don't charge any fees for nikah, etc. If you want to earn the dunya, don't earn it with your imamat and your dini work. Go earn it from the dunya. One of the New York used to say, that dunya kamana ho, to dunya se kamao. Varna tum, in dunya daro se bhi battar ho jaoge. If you want to earn the dunya. No, we don't want those envelopes. Give it to the poor people. Send it to Syria, send it there. Nikah, for a nikah you're going to charge the people money. So in one masjid, for nikah, you have to pay the imam, the naib imam, you have to pay for the korba fund, you have to pay. So one person came and said, what's this? He said, no, you have to give 5 envelopes. He said, sure. He said, I'll give them such envelopes, they'll forget, they won't forget for the rest of their lives. He filled 2 envelopes, the 3 gave blank. Wrote the names there. Understand? So you don't charge for these things. Deen, we've learned deen, we have become alims to make khidmat of people. Let's greet one and all, especially that person that nobody greets, you must go out and greet him. We had a jalsa here, there's one person here, nobody greets him. He's from Burundi, he's from here, you go out and greet him. Greet those that nobody greets. Allah man arafta wa man lam ta'rif. All the hadiths we do, but it's not found. People complain. But the Imam Sahib comes, he doesn't meet the people, he doesn't meet certain people, Malawi people, he doesn't greet them, people from Congo, he doesn't greet them. Embrace them, I tell you. Don't greet them, embrace them. See how much love is created between you and them, and then how easy it becomes for you to teach them deen. This is our object. We don't want anything from a person. You want to teach him deen. You want to impart this deen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts you all, mashallah, you all in the khidmat of deen. And sometimes you'll find somebody very crowded in your congregation. Understand him. Don't fight with him. Understand him. I had one student, I couldn't believe it when he told me. He says, Mohana, that person used to stand up in the Juma Bayan and used to take off bidi. I used to tell him, come, I'll show you. Quiet student. I couldn't believe it. Quiet. If you're quiet student. He says, Mohana, you should stand up. He was the chairman, he was a doctor, he should stand up and say, Mohana, what you're saying is that I should say, come, I'll show you. So don't do that, say, gee, inshallah. We'll discuss it afterwards. Use a bit of tact and make mashwara with your seniors and your elders and your teachers. And today it's so easy, so easy. You are sitting in America, you just press a few buttons. Next time, Mohana, I won't give you an answer. Mohana, I can't give you an answer. The answer is there. Just a few buttons. Don't even have to dial now. So keep dialogue with your seniors, your elders, your ustads, and make mashwara with them. Comes to tight spot, so make mashwara. Mashwara is sunnat also. Make mashwara, and they'll tell you what to do. Person stands up in the committee. There's so much to say. Umar bin Abdullah Ali was a great person to learn. There used to be some masail. There should be some current masail where there was division. So Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, when the visiting alim used to come, Hazrat Rahmatullah used to stand up. Say, Hazrat, ulama kiram ki kya raha hai is masle mein? What does the ulama kiram say in this masla? He knows what the ulama kiram says. But when this big alim will give an answer, it will quieten all those people there that go against this masla. Hazrat, isme ulama kiram ki kya raha hai? So use tact. Somebody stands up and asks you a question, and man, I'll explain you this. Don't worry. Call him home, give him a cup of tea and explain to him. He'll get happy also. Next time he won't stand up in the congregation. So many things like that. So many. One person, Imam in America, a student of ours, Imam didn't come. So he started reading the Kitab. So one person stood up and said, Mona, you read the Kitab, you Imam for the Jamaat brothers, or you Imam of everyone. So I said, what did you do? He said, no, I'll tell you. I called him home. I gave him a cup of tea, explained him. Now he sits first for the Kitab reading. But if you say, no, who are you to ask me? Oh, big fitna in the congregation. And sometimes you find some people in the congregation that don't like you for some reason. They will come from different sides. So don't get into, listen to everyone, but don't get into the pocket of anyone. Go back to your seniors and ask them, this is the spot I am, what should I do? Or what's the way forward? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept you all for the khidmat of deen. Accept us all, give us the classes, the qamat, which is the main thing. Our intention must be right. And we must do it only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They fired you from this committee, didn't like you for some reason, you go somewhere else. But don't go somewhere else because they're paying you more. Don't go somewhere else just looking for excuses. I just finally tell you one of my friend's son phones me one day. He went overseas, he failed to get a job, he came back, settled down one place. He phones me, he says, Mona, I'm getting an offer. This is very common now, youngster. I'm getting an offer to teach the Alim course in English, somewhere overseas. How bright it looks. Overseas, maybe UK, maybe USA, Alim course in English, you know. So Mona, what you feel? An opportunity like this. So I said, bye, you are settled here for so many years. The weather conditions there are not like here. Number two, you have a family. You'll go there and the family will say, I'm crying for Nani now. Oh, my 4 years is getting married. We're going to send them from there here. Will you be able to afford it? Will you be able, when they come from there, they won't come for 1 day, they'll come for 1 month. Will you be able to stay there? So, no, I didn't think of those things, you know. I didn't think of those things. I said, very simple. You got some free time, take the Kitab, get one student, start teaching in English, Alim course, in your masjid. It's done. No big, long problems. And now, unfortunately, he phoned and he said, the Jamaat said, now I have to leave. You rather leave before we give you notice. I said, what's the reason? Listen to the reasons. There's no compatibility between us. Before you should hear this, only in the marriages, no compatibility. Before that, he said, they told me, Mawlana, you know, you pick out our faults. We don't like that. He says, I'm going to make you Islah, who will make you Islah? So maybe that's a competitor. So the community go to, especially our overseas friends, tell them when Eid comes, Ikna will decide or Isna will decide or the sky will decide, Allah will decide. First find out that. One student to study in Abu Madrasa had to leave. But if they came, they said, we're following Isna and Ikna. He said, Inna lillah, and he left. So Alhamdulillah, here we don't have that. And be very clear and straight with them, mutawallis, talk to them nicely, tell them, one person must communicate with me. Chairman, secretary, whoever, one. Everybody mustn't come telling me, do this, do that, do this. Your life will be nice and peaceful. And that's one of the things. Sorry to take extra time. But you can continue speaking. 40 years in imamat, and 10 minutes you give us 15 minutes to speak. It's difficult. No? The problems that come. The problems that come, you won't even imagine when you are an imam. A watch becomes a problem. Salah becomes a problem. Door becomes a problem. Window becomes a problem. Don't interfere in the administrative affairs. Tell them, I'll look after the musalla, and try and look after the musalla, and try and give it his full rights. Imam, education, and giving ta'lim to the people. The parents, they want to put a window there, or window there, they ask you for your mashura, give them your right. Don't interfere with that part. You have a lot of enemies. And that's one of the lakhs to the God of the Dawah. Thank you.